Well, hello and welcome to Let's Talk Health with Dr. Mike. And this is Michael Wolfeld. I'm the naturopath with PHP. And we are going to have a good call tonight, I hope. And of course, first thing I want to do is wish everyone a very happy Thanksgiving and holiday season that's fast approaching. And also want to announce that by popular demand, the next call that I will be doing, which will be on 28th, 2 weeks from tonight, will actually be all about products. We're going to discuss the Purium products, and because there's a lot of products, and people always say, well, how do I know what I should be using? So we're going to discuss that, and because that's one of the things that people have been asking about, and as we get more and more new members, and we are growing rather quickly, it's important that we give some attention to actual products. We spend a lot of time talking about gift cards, and we talk a lot about building the business. But let's face it, we're only going to build a business, we're only going to be successful with gift cards if we understand the products well enough so that we can tell other people about them and so that we can use them wisely ourselves. So on the 28th, we will be discussing products. So the topic tonight is conscious eating, conscious living, and that's how we create a happy life. I will start with a quote from good old Deepak Chopra, who's considered an authority in the field of body-mind healing. Now, I think he does have a lot of good things. He's also a good business person. But this is a good quote. He says, the way you think, the way you behave, the way you eat can influence your life by 30 to 50 years. That's pretty amazing. So that's really, you know, a big deal. So in other words, we have a lot more control over what our life is about than we think. There's no doubt about it, and I'll be the first to admit, that right now the world is pretty crazy. It's rather chaotic. And it might get a little bit more chaotic before it gets better. It's hard to say. But in any event, by keeping our own sense about ourselves and staying focused on what we're trying to accomplish, that in itself has a big effect, huge effect, on just our overall well-being. And so that's why it's very, very important that we think about this idea of conscious living. Now, what I mean by conscious eating is pretty simple, especially as with the Thanksgiving holiday basically a week away. And I'm certainly not going to be one who says, you know, don't overeat on Thanksgiving, because a lot of people do. I'm trying not to anymore because it feels better not to. But in any event, what it's really about is this idea of really enjoying what you eat and being aware of what you're eating. So, you know, chew your food properly. When you're in a social situation, and this is just good advice all the time, you know, our mother said, don't talk and eat at the same time. Well, there's physiological reasons for that. You can choke to death. But also, it keeps you focused on what you're trying to do. So if you're going to be in a social situation like at Thanksgiving and you'll be talking to friends and relatives, if you take a bite, chew it properly, swallow it before you start talking. And that can also keep you from eating too much if you realize that it's not a contest to see how much you can consume, but rather enjoy what you're actually putting in your mouth. So that's really a very easy, I should say it's a simple idea. It's not always easy. And the reason it's not easy is because we are creatures of habit, and we tend to do things on automatic pilot, and this is why it's called conscious eating. So in other words, what we want to do is become aware of how we're doing it. That's pretty important. Okay, so in other words, if we can really stay focused and aware, you know, as we're eating, we will find that we won't get indigestion and we'll actually enjoy ourselves a lot more. Now, one of the things I always say to people, if you know you're going to go to a dinner like Thanksgiving, prepare yourself by a couple days before, you know, eat a lot of raw food, eat a bunch of salads, you know, stay away from the desserts and the sweet stuff. Do the same thing after the holiday, after the dinner. And also, load up on the superfoods. That's a good, like the 2 days before is a good time to do lots of green juices, you know, or the love, or whatever you like, but make that more of a, in other words, you want to really saturate your cells with nutrients so you are actually not as hungry as you would be otherwise. That's really helpful, incredibly helpful. So this idea of conscious eating and conscious living follow each other, because the concept of conscious living is simply that we really try and focus on staying away from automatic behavior. You know, how many times do you find yourself getting irritated at the same thing? I mean, I am guilty of this too. And it's goofy. And the reason we're doing it is because it's a habit. And a lot of times there's nothing to even be irritated about, but we're used to doing it. This often applies to, you know, things like anger or jealousy or fear. And the best way to deal with it and eradicate that kind of behavior is to be conscious of it. In other words, when something happens, like let's say, for example, something happens to your body, you get a cut, a deep cut. Now, typically, most people, when something like that happens to their body, a sense of cold fear rushes through them. Oh, I could bleed to death. You know, or, oh, what's this about? And that's a fairly normal reaction. But the fact is even though it may be normal, it's not conscious, because we're allowing ourselves to get into a automatic response. And what we want to do is we want to cut that off at the pass and be aware of what's actually going on. I just recently received an email from a friend, and it was warning signs for heart attacks for women. Now, we're not going to go through this tonight. Another time it would be actually an appropriate thing to do. But one of the things that is really stressed for not only women but men is that if you are at all concerned that you might be having a heart attack, the best thing you can do is lie down on the floor. And you might say, well, why do I want to do that? Because many people, if they actually are having a heart attack, will often lose consciousness, and you don't want to break a bone as you're falling down, and it's also less stressful. So in other words, that is being conscious of what's going on. So that's the idea of conscious living. Now, before I go any further, I would like to introduce you to a great book that I would highly recommend that you read. It's available through Amazon, Barnes & Noble. It's only been out for about a month. It came out on October 23rd. It was written by a medical doctor named Eben Alexander. His first name is E-B-E-N, last name Alexander. He's a medical doctor, and he has been a surgeon and practiced at Massachusetts General and been a part of Harvard. He presently lives and works in North Carolina, which is where he's from. And he had an amazing experience because he came down with a very unusual strain of bacterial spinal meningitis, went to his brain, and he ended up being in a coma for 7 days. Now, frankly, I think it's amazing that the doctors, even to this day, have no idea how he came down with this, because they felt it was impossible. He says himself, how did I get this? But it's almost like the spirit decided that it was time to reveal this information, so it picked somebody who was knowledgeable. And the reason why this is so profound is that Dr. Alexander, being a neurosurgeon, understands the brain. And up until he had this experience, he was convinced that consciousness was a manifestation of brain activity. And I think a lot of people think that. Well, the experience he had put him in a coma for 7 days. And while he was in this coma in ICU, of course, he was not aware of what was going on around him, he registered a flatline brain activity. In other words, his brain was not working. It was dead. Certainly comatose. No brain activity whatsoever. And as he later reported and has written about, he was anything but dead. He was very aware, heightened aware, and he actually came upon a reality that to him was far more real than the life that he had lived. And so the reason why it's so significant is that he came to the conclusion that his medical training missed the point. And medicine today is based on the wrong thing. Now, I think a lot of people understand that, but he saw it firsthand because the premise is incorrectly stated. In other words, we are more than this physical body. And that's what he, came to appreciate and understand. And so the book is called Proof of Heaven. And like I said, his name is Ibn Alexander, and I would highly recommend you read it. It's actually an easy read. It's actually quite fascinating. I don't know if he wrote it or he possibly had a silent author, someone else who wrote it for him. I don't know if he's that good an author, but basically it's his information, and it's very well done, and it's almost like a science fiction, whodunit kind of thing. But it really does, it changes the way that we really think about our world and, and our whole being, our consciousness, and so it's really cool. Another idea that's, to me, very important is this idea of, what's the right attitude to have about our life and how we do things. An interesting situation is about nature and the way that nature brings about new growth. It had been shown time and time again that if you have a fertilized egg and if you know it's about time for that chick to hatch and you break the egg shell so the chicken can get out easily, that little chick will die. It can't survive. But yet, if that chick does its own work and pecks and wears itself out and breaks open that egg and comes out, that's a new life. And it will live whatever length of time it's supposed to, assuming it doesn't get eaten. So in other words, great things always begin from within. And this is an important thing to remember when we're talking about conscious living, because we tend to think sometimes that if things were easier, we'd be happier. But it's just the opposite. our struggles are actually what give us strength, and our strength gives us confidence, and our confidence gives us happiness. So don't ever question why you're having to deal with something. We may not understand it, but there's a good reason for it. So another interesting little quote is, it was asked, why have so many different types of temples if it's believed that God is everywhere? And a wise man said, air is everywhere, but we still need a fan to feel it. So I thought that was a good attitude. So, in other words, what we're really trying to do is we're trying to become as aware as we can about what we're doing moment to moment. And it doesn't mean you drive yourself crazy. It means that you spend some time every day reviewing what you've done, especially, you know, like here we are, this is about health, and we're Purium Health Products. And so we can ask ourselves, how much nutrition did I put into my body today? And how well did I do it? Did I do it in a rush way? Did I do it in a relaxed and calm way? That's what it's all about. So there's lots of things we can ask ourselves at the end of the day, and it's really helpful to do it. It's called like a mental diary. You know, in other words, were you kind? You know, was I kind today? Was I patient? You know, if there's something that you are trying to work on, for example, if you have a habit of always interrupting people, I have to watch this one, then make it a point to be aware of. And obviously, it's always important. A friend of mine said, and he made it to about 94 years old, he said two rules that he always applies is be positive and be cheerful. And there's a great little story where a soldier is saying to his commander, sir, we're surrounded from all sides by enemies. And the major in charge said, excellent. We can attack in any direction. So obviously, that's the half-empty glass of water or the half-full glass of water. So that's good. Now, one thing that is always worthwhile to think about, and this one's tough, but it really makes sense. The worst thing in life is attachments. Because when we lose what we're attached to, we feel pain. So one way to thoroughly deal with this effectively is to learn how to enjoy the moment-to-moment with everything and everyone without attachment. So in other words, it sounds like it's cold, but it's actually you're giving a lot more of yourself because you're not controlled by the attachment. In other words, you can really love somebody rather than try to hold on to them. That's the secret, and it's really amazing how quickly just practicing this is so powerful, because we don't realize how much energy we put into trying to control something rather than simply loving it and appreciating it. Now, one of the most important things, and I like this as an attitude, And this really applies to all of us who are trying to help make the world healthier. Is, you know, let's face it, people that are listening now and people who have been a part of Purium have made this a part of their lives. And to have a green drink is as normal as getting out of bed in the morning. But for a lot of people, it's not. And so here is an interesting Chinese proverb that I think can help us understand this. It says, I hear, and yet I forget. I see, and I do remember. I do, and I understand. So in other words, what does that say? That says that when you just talk to somebody, it may not have much effect. If you show them something, and they can relate to it, then they possibly are going to remember it. But if you really want to get their attention and acknowledgement, they have to experience it, which is why doing little gatherings and letting people taste products is always the best thing to do. And we always learn by example. It's much more powerful than anything that we can do or say. So I hope that that really makes sense. It's all about just taking one step at a time so that we are becoming more conscious and more aware of everything we're doing. And it's not designed, it's not meant to drive us crazy. And we don't want to get, you know, nervous about it. We want to just approach life from a standpoint of becoming more aware of our actions, of our thoughts especially. Because the more we do that, the less we will end up doing things we don't want to do or don't say. Many times people, you know, end up saying things and even hurting other people that they really never intended to say or do. And so that's a good way to eliminate that, is slow down and think. So as we approach Thanksgiving, I'm going to read you a really neat quote that I love, a friend of mine said, many years ago, but it's a really good practice to have Thanksgiving every day, not from a food standpoint, but from a awareness standpoint. In other words, be grateful and just, you know, spend a couple minutes every day and just review, what am I grateful for today? It can be little things, it can be big things, it doesn't matter, but it's just this idea of gratitude really opens a way for lots to happen. Here's the quote. Thanksgiving and praise open in your consciousness the way for spiritual growth and supply to come to you. Spirit pushes itself out into visible manifestation as soon as a channel is opened through which it can flow. You should be thankful for everything at all times. Realize that all power to think and speak and act comes from God. He's with you now, guiding and inspiring you. And I've always really enjoyed that particular quote. It's just, it's one of those kinds of things that is easy to forget, and it's very, very powerful, because once we start making a habit of doing that, we change our whole perspective. It's really amazing. It's like a miracle. You know, a friend of mine years ago used to work at a very beautiful garden, and people would come to this place, and they would be all stressed out and just, you know, the world had been beaten up on them. We all experienced that. And he would just tell them to walk around this large lake and just say to themselves, everything is okay, God loves me, I'm fine. And they would do this at the exclusion of not thinking or worrying about anything else. And they would do that for about 15 minutes as they walked around this large outdoor lake. And when they got back, they felt completely different. And they would say to this person who was just, you know, there, well, gosh, you know, that's miraculous. You know, you performed a miracle. And of course, he would say, well, no, you performed the miracle because you changed your thought pattern. You changed your consciousness. So it really is that powerful. It's amazing. So use your thoughts to control what you want to think, and use your thoughts to help other people. You know, one of the best things that we can do is to share a positive word with somebody else, especially someone we don't even know. You know, just to thank them, or to, if we notice them doing something, say, well, you know, I really appreciate you doing that. I mean, it's amazing. Think of yourself, how many times people have done something like that for you and how it makes you feel. It makes you feel sort of like warm all over. And so that is a really nice way to start a conversation that you might find a new customer from. I mean, I'm not saying to use it as an ulterior motive, but hey, if we're doing the right things, abundance is going to come to us. It's just that simple. So friends, it's been a pleasure to be with you, and I'm glad that this has been recorded, because I have a sense that I heard a lot of beeps come in, but I think there's a lot of other beeps that didn't make it because they didn't get the email showing that the phone number changed. And I don't know if this is going to be our new number, so please stay tuned, especially if you're going to tune in tomorrow night for the business call. I don't know if this is going to be the same number or not, so there should be a email blast about that. So take good care. Have a wonderful, healthy, happy Thanksgiving. Make every day Thanksgiving. And I will look forward to seeing you in 2 weeks, and we will be talking about products. So God bless, and that's bye for now.